Well, welcome back.
It's been like
a month since we recorded.
Yeah, holidays, family emergencies, life.
You know, we just had to go on a little MIA for a minute.
But we're back in, better than ever.
Yes, it's 2019.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Belated. But like, you know, it's there. So, you know, this is the end of the first season.
What a wild ride it has been.
It is. It's been a very big learning experience for us. You know, we're very new at this. So,
as you can probably tell.
As our awkward selves.
Yeah. But yeah, we're... Hi, Shadow.
It's my kitty, everybody. You can't see him, but he's really cute.
You can really hear his jingling.
Yeah, sorry. You definitely see this is a learning process for us. We're getting there. We have some ideas for the upcoming year. We're very excited. Did a lot of research.
Season 2 is going to be better. It's going to be a little bit more
organized. Organized, definitely. But a little more meat on its bones. Like, it's going to have a lot more information than the first season did, which was fun for us. Like, I think urban legends are something that we were really interested in.
But it's hard. There's not a lot of information. It's more
because
so...
Because they are in somewhat fake.
Hearsay.
Yeah, so, like, you know, we love Slenderman, and, you know, that was something that we were really, really interested in. So, for us, like, we thought Urban Legends would be good, but now we're going to move more towards our favorite things in the world, which is, like, hauntings and...
True crime,
things like that, things that we love a little bit more than that, so...
Have more information. We can kind of give you guys longer episodes, more information, personal stories, just because...
Yes, personal stories are going to be a big thing for us this, like, next couple seasons. Along with stop chewing on that. Along with trying to give you guys more insight to us, our backstories, and why we chose this topic to be our podcast.
Yeah, so it'll be fun, but you know, before we dive into all of that, I feel like we should finish up season 1.
We are
with a bang.
And we are finishing up the bang because we're gonna be in Hawaii. Not really, but like we're sitting in my bed. In Las Vegas, where for some odd reason, it's 32 degrees out, and I don't understand. I thought I moved away from this.
So we're dreaming of Hawaii.
While we go through and talk about one of their most well-known urban legends, and actually something that I would be really interested in seeing.
Oh, no.
Even though, like, you could die, don't chew on the wires. You're going to get off the bed if you keep doing that. Excuse our interruption of the cat. He is still a kitten.
Shadow,
stop it. Okay, so anyways, we were talking about Hawaii. My dream vacation. My dream living place.
They have a Disney resort there.
They do. Let's go.
Okay.
Right now.
We'll get on a plane and fly to Hawaii. It's fine.
And never leave. Okay, so.
And never leave. Sorry, guys.
So, their urban legends are the Night Marchers and their ghost, which, you know, we love. Yes. The boo.
The boo.
Okay. So the Night Marchers. I think I scared my other cat. So the Night Marchers are apparitions of a band of beings that move with a purpose. So they move to like the beat of a drum, which is really cool.
Dun, 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 dun,
just like that.
I'm making drum motions.
Just so everyone's aware. So bear with me because I have all of my information on my Google Doc and I'm going to kind of try and not bounce around as much as I normally do.
Okay.
Try and keep it organized, people. So some people say that these are armed spirit warriors en route to a battle. Others say you'll see them in like helmets and cloaks and things like that. So they're definitely going somewhere to fight something.
Hi-ya.
Yeah, just like that. Others say that it's a high-ranking ruler of spirits, and they're trying to get new warriors to join their battles, so, like, new spirits to join them.
They're recruiting spirits to join their undead army.
Yeah. So, a lot of them say they're trying to reclaim their rightful territory that was wrongly taken away from them. Others say they're replaying a battle that went wrong or trying to avenge their own deaths. So there's a lot of different, like, ideas on what these marchers are trying to do.
But it's usually centered around battle and
They're in uniform. They've got like their spears. They're in their like traditional Hawaiian like attire.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, hello. Hi, good looking.
Oh, yes. Armed apparitions.
Armed apparitions. Let's do this thing. Not Hawaiians. Hi.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. So some say they're trying to find an entrance to another world. So I'm like, okay.
They're trying to go over the veil.
Over the rainbow. Veil. I think it's through the veil, not over the veil.
I don't think
it's over the rainbow and through the veil. If you say so. So they roam around certain locations, though. They're not just all over the islands and stuff. There's actually certain locations they roam around. And I'm not going to say them because, one, I didn't write them down because I cannot pronounce them. And I'm not going to completely screw up someone else's culture because I would.
Makes sense.
I mean, 100%. I can't even say, like, surrounded correctly 90% of the time. Whatever. Jennifer, get your life together. Come on. So you can like recognize them by like their torches, certain like oils that you smell and like chants.
Wouldn't that be creepy though? You're just like walking through the forest and you just see like a levitating like torch.
Yes.
That'd be really creepy.
I agree. And that scares the fudging out of me. Yeah. So you only see these marchers certain times of year. Majority of the time it is centered around the moon. So when there's like a different type of moon cycle or if it's full, like you will see these apparitions more.
Well, I feel like that's usually when spirits are at its highest, is full moons or blood moons or eclipses, things of that nature.
Yes. So even though majority of the time the marchers are like almost levitating off the ground a few inches.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Like they're just levitating. I wish I could do that.
You know, Jake says that we say that a lot. What? It's fine.
It's fine. I do. That's actually like my thing. I was talking to Jocelyn about it. I was like, you know what I say a lot? Like, I say like a lot, but I like, there I say it again. I say, that's fine, a lot.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder who's going to say, it's fine first. I said, screw you, babe.
Yeah, because I definitely say it a lot. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. So that is our solution.
It's fine.
Anyways. Even though, like, they're majority of the times are seen floating a little bit off the ground, other locals have said they've seen footprints in their path. They just passed it. While most ghost hunters are out looking for spirits, there are some ghosts you should never even look at. So getting into them looking for new recruits, this is where I'm like, you don't want to look at them. So,
and how do you not look at them? Like, I feel like I'd be so entranced. Like, what are you? What?
I mean, then you die. But
I mean, that's fine.
I guess that's fine.
It's fine.
It's really fine.
Just take the L. It's whatever.
So they're ancient Hawaiian warriors. They're said to roam the island at night. Supposedly, warriors travel at night to protect people who are so scared, and that they also have like a common bond to these warriors. So they're going to be like an ancestor. But if you break the rule and you look at them, then you're marked for death. So you're not allowed to look at them. It's not okay. So
I feel like they just do it to themselves then, because like, don't look at me, but I'm going to be levitating off the ground. Look at me so I can kill you. Like, what?
I mean, I guess. So I was writing like questions on trying to figure out like, what are some things that I want to cover during this? And one of them was like, what happens? Like, what should you do if you come upon the marchers? Like in...
Don't look. That's it. That's what you do. You do not look. You turn around and you run away.
Actually, there's more.
Oh.
So they say that a ghost... Can you get away from the microphone? He was like sniffing the microphone. I don't know if anyone can hear that. I'm going to totally listen back and see if they can hear that. So ghostly possession must never be interrupted. Legend has it that raising your eyes upon the night walker. Oh my God, Jennifer. Night marchers could signify a grim fate for the person who did it. They say that you should get low to the ground and play dead and avert your eyes. Do not look at them.
So any, like a bear.
Yeah, pretty much. Any sound or movement could invite the Night Marcher's deadly glance. So, you know, just...
What do they do? Like, looking at you and your heart just stops?
I don't know. Like,
that'd be some shit, though.
I didn't... Yeah. There's no stories of people dying because of this because, you know,
they're dead. It's like Medusa. Dead. You can't look at them or you turn to stone.
Yeah, I'm like, they're dead. So, like, they can't tell their story. No. But if you're lucky enough to be part of their bloodline, then you should be okay. So as long as you are related somehow to one of these marchers, you're good. Can you get that magazine before he tries and eats it? Like, that's not cool. Stop trying to eat our magazines.
Come here.
Excuse my cat again. As you can tell, he's only like 12 weeks old. So he's Leo. I mean, he's Leo. He's Shadow. Leo's older. Anyways, so some of the characteristics of these marchers are like heavy winds. If you start seeing like light, like torches, you'll see like male and females different rows. So you'll see a male row, like a row, and then a female row, and then it keeps going that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's always accompanied by lightning or thunder, heavy rain, or really high surf. You'll hear like chanting and drums, usually very like I'm walking around carrying a light bulb torches. They're so bright.
Once again, how are you not expected to look at this?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They're just asking for it, huh, Shadow?
They're asking
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, you agree with me, huh? Yeah.
Yes. They'll either be like a mist or a fog. I almost said frog. What is
ribbit.
That? Ribbit. When you see any of this, they tell you to run and hide. So get the hell up out of the way.
It'd be funny, though. Like, if you're just, like, walking, and, like, what if, like, the person you're with sees that, but not, like, you, and they just, like, turn around and, like, book it the other way.
I'm
like,
so sorry I would do that to you.
I know. You'd be like, bye, Miranda. I'd be like,
what's going on?
Just fall to the floor. I'm dead.
I'm dead. Don't look at me. So here are some stories. I like story time. Stories about people who have seen or maybe have heard the drums or the chanting.
Not actually see, but have not seen the walker marchers. You got me saying walkers.
No, you got me saying walkers. Marchers. They haven't seen the marchers. They've seen like the torches or heard the chanting or the drums or
other things to point to that.
Point to the fact that they were coming.
Okay.
So a lot of the locals very much believe and will tell you that they 100% believe in this existence. The faint sound of drums should send a like chill up your neck. And I'm going to tell you some stories. Why? Okay, so Ricky, this is the guy's name. He was a security guard at one of the buildings. He claims to have gotten a glimpse at one of the marchers during a brief trip of his about 19 years ago. So him and his then girlfriend visited a friend and his son. They were camping at one of the beaches. And,
Goals.
Definitely goals. He remembers the exact date, which is really cool. So it was July 5th, 1995. So they arrived at the beach between 10 and 11 p.m. A distant flash of light caught their attention in the dark. It looked like a line of fire ants marching down the mountains. I thought people were hunting or there was a long line, but there was a long line of torches, is what he was saying. It was strange at first, but it looked like an endless line of torches disappearing off the mountain ridge. But he later realized those weren't human, but night marchers. He recalls hearing the legend of the night marchers as a kid when he was at a YMCA camp. So he is from Hawaii.
And he knows.
He knows what these things are. So the staffers used to warn the young campers at night, if they saw these marchers, that they would be lucky to live. So ever since he saw what he saw, like, coming off the mountain, he has not been back to that beach.
I wouldn't
be
either.
And he won't go back to the beach.
Nope.
Yes. So I'm like, ooh. So that's just one of the stories. The other one was there was footprints down one of the, like, Pacific Drive centers. So, like, one of the main roads near the beaches.
So they like beaches.
They definitely like beaches. So a native Hawaiian cleaning woman reportedly doing her job at night when a column of mist just appeared out of nowhere. The woman died the next day. The following month, someone claimed to have seen the ghost lady marching with the night marchers and disappearing on the other side of the wall.
I wonder if they like the beaches because you said that they are so heavily attracted to the moon, and the moon controls the tide and the ocean. So I wonder if that's why they like beaches so much.
That's what I was thinking too. I thought that was really cool. So the last thing I have to share with you is kind of when the night marchers come around. So the night marchers are said to march on the last four Hawaiian moon phases before the moon goes completely dark. So in October, that would be the 20th or the 23rd, is when they say that they're going to appear. So you have to show them respect. And just by showing them respect is just by not looking at them.
I was going to say, I feel like that goes back to not looking at them, like not making eye contact. Like, they're above you, so you have to avert your gaze because of that.
Well, like, and it's like earlier, like I said, they, a lot of Hawaiians believe that these are old rulers. So these are people from when Hawaii was, when Hawaii was not part of the U.S. and older than that, when they were ruled by tribes
of like, yeah.
So from there, I think that that's kind of what it comes down to. Like you said, like, we're lesser than them. They were,
when they were alive, what they did in their living life.
They're living
in their
life.
In their lifetime versus, you know,
what we're doing today.
They're kind of carrying it on into their afterlife. And maybe it's not even that they're trying to be,
I don't know what you're trying to get at.
Malevolent. Maybe they're trying to protect the island because that's what they did. Like, obviously, I feel like when you, I don't know if this is true, obviously, I've never died. But like, I
wonder clearly, you're sitting right next to me.
I wonder if when you die, if you just kind of get stuck in like an endless loop of like that time period. So you don't really know what's going on. Like, you see things progressing around you, but you don't actually have a comprehension of it. So maybe they're still thinking like, I have to protect these people. Like, this is what I was trained to do. This is what I did. Like, I need to protect. And maybe, like we said, it's a respect thing. So it's not so much as, oh, don't look at me. You're not supposed to see me. It's a, I am above you. You are a lesser being. Don't look, like, you don't have
the authority or the right to look at me. I agree. Because I think that's kind of what it comes back to, you know. A lot of what people believe about these marchers kind of go around the same thing. They were rulers. They were soldiers. They are trying to get their island back. They're trying to get their land back. They see all this overpopulating and all of this beautiful nature being taken away and from these people who aren't, not all of them, clearly, but maybe some of them who aren't appreciating the land the way they did. They're very close to what the Native Americans were here in the U.S. Like, when they killed something, they used every part of it.
It wasn't just wasting. It wasn't wasteful.
They used the land. They used the nature. Like, they respected Mother Nature. They respected the fact that she gave them what they lived off of.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a big thing too.
And to see it kind of just thrown us, like, put aside.
It's definitely just put aside. And I think that's another problem, and that's what they're seeing. And so that's why when it comes to, like, don't look at me, it may also be a fact of, like, they can see what you've done wrong.
You're not worthy.
You're not worthy to look at them because you don't practice the way they did.
Yeah. No, I think that it's interesting because it's not, like I said, I don't think they're trying to be malevolent spirits in the slightest, because it doesn't seem like they are causing any harm.
For the most part, yeah. It's just more like, don't look at me. I'm going to go through and do my march like I've done for, I don't know, the last couple hundred years. And, you know, I deserve respect the same way I'm not.
Mother Nature deserves respect.
Yeah, and I'm not getting in your way.
So leave me alone.
So leave me alone. And I think that's kind of where it's coming from. But it was definitely interesting because a lot of people have covered this. Like, I watched a lot of the YouTube videos about this. And I actually found some really cool other, like, Hawaii, like, hauntings and stuff that I'm definitely going to show you because it's really cool.
Okay.
But that'll be a different time. it's just...
Well, I feel like places like that, too, that are so heavily, you know, have so much nature, have so much history, like, you know, they're going to have a lot more to them. Like, the East Coast, like, you know, New England, like, here in this... I mean, obviously, Hawaii is a state now, but I mean, like, stateside.
Here in the States.
You know, depending on where you are at, you're going to have more to it. Like,
well, yeah,
Washington, Oregon, for instance, isn't going to have nearly as much as, you know...
Which is really cool because, like,
the
East Coast states are the colony states. Like, they're the colony states. So they're the ones that they were our original places. They're the ones who have the oldest history. They have the oldest massacres. Like, they're, you know, not as old as, like, of course, England and, you know, China and them. But, like, for the states. And then for Hawaii, like, it's one of those states that it... Until we took over Hawaii when we shouldn't have, you know, they had their own queen. They had their own society and system. And we went over and took that away from them. So for them, they don't have as much, we don't know their history as much.
As we do the
colony states. So what we're seeing here and the things we're getting here, we're not getting like that.
It's more speculation on, well, why do you think they're doing this? Why do you think they're there?
So the Night Marchers are something that have bled through from them when the Hawaiians...
Before they were part of the states,
they get...
That. Yeah.
They had that, and that story bled over into today's society, where they still believe it, which is kind of cool, because there's a lot of stuff that was lost.
Too. Like... You know, I feel like Hawaiians, they stick to their roots. And
they do.
And it's amazing to be so, you know, dedicated to your culture and just so, you know, they live and breathe, like, Hawaii. And it's just, to me, it's amazing. And it's really interesting to kind of, like...
So they have a lot of respect for their homeland. And so for them, like, they are their... That the marchers are their ancestors. So for them, like, they have that respect. I'm gonna say, I bet you 10-1, a Hawaiian who was born and raised and family is born and raised and they have that respect for Mother Nature and their homeland, I bet they could look at them and have no issue. But us, not being there, not being a part of that culture, not breathing that culture, we're not gonna be as accepted. Yeah, we're done. Sorry, guys. I'm rolling over in my grave.
That's how I feel about it. I don't know. It's super interesting. I like this one. I think it's very... It's different than anything we've covered so far this... Or, like, in this season. This season.
Yeah.
I think it was a good one to end it out on because it's just so...
It has more of a historical fact to it.
And it has more meaning behind it.
Yeah. It's not just like, oh, my God, like, these alien-looking children or
this witch...
Who we're
is haunting a random farm because YOLO.
Yeah, like, why not?
Yeah, it has, like, sustenance and kind of a point to it.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the best part about this one. So that is probably so far one of my favorite urban legends that I got to learn about. And I actually got to learn a lot more about, like, the culture.
Which is also really cool. I like when you are able to learn about more things than just the initial one that you're searching up. You kind of get a better idea of what... you know, the state or whatever, the surrounding areas or reasonings behind it.
Yeah, exactly. That is how I feel too, madam. All right. Well,
season one is done.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Whoop, whoop.
This one is going to be like, Pam, put a fork in it. It is done.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm excited. We're very, very, very excited for season two because the first episode will be me talking again. Sorry, guys. This is Jennifer. You can hear me talk all the time. I get to start off next season, and it's with a really good one.
Yes, we're going to be covering hauntings and spooky, spooky places, which are my favorite because they just are. And we're going to have a lot more personal stories going into next season.
Yes, we have some ideas that we're going to try, so you're definitely going to be
mixing it up a little bit,
yeah. So you're definitely going to be wanting to stay tuned
and stay extra spooky because we're getting real creepy next season.
Yes, we are. And we definitely want some more interaction from people who do listen, whether it's just our family and friends or maybe random people from places that, you know, we can only dream about visiting. You know, we really want to hear from you guys.
Our family. Yes, love us, please.
Yes, because, you know, everybody is considered family.
Yes. So, Instagram, please interact with us. We're going to be working a lot more heavily on our social media, trying to get things up and running for all of y'all lovely people that listen to us speak every week, because, you know, you have so many great things to be doing on a Tuesday night instead of listening to us, but yet you choose to listen to us.
Which is very nice of you. Thank you. We appreciate you. We will be launching a project here soon that I've been working on the last couple days. I'm really liking it. So hopefully we can get it up and running in the next, I don't know, while. Get out of the trash can, Leo. Other than that, I guess just stay tuned and stay spooky and make sure you follow us
on Instagram at SWTWC Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at Something Wicked This Week Comms. You can find our page. Yeah, let us know what y'all think. Of course, as always, suggestions, comments, questions, concerns.
I almost said concerns, and I was like, what concerns does somebody have?
I mean, if you want to tell us what your favorite color is on a Tuesday in March, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's be some friends.
All right, guys. All right,
thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.